Munira Rahman, helping the victims of acid violence in Bangladesh.
Making a difference in your world.
These women and children live with horrific scars because someone filled with hate threw acid at them over a rejected marriage proposal, a disputed land deal, or some other offense. And with their lives shattered, they hid in the shadows, their faces covered, their spirits broken. But now they have an advocate in Munira Rahman. For the last 17 years, Munira's efforts have centered on ending the violence, abuse, and discrimination against women in Bangladesh through her Acid Survivors Foundation. Acid violence victims get treatment at the foundation's 20-bed hospital and trauma center in Dhaka, Bangladesh.
I had been horrified. I was shocked, and I couldn't understand how a human being could do that to another human being. But I was also amazed to see the courage and the strength of the acid survivors, and then I decided to work with them.
Munira says she marvels at the strength and optimism of the women she helps and questions the mindset of men and sometimes women who condone acid violence.
Women are in a subordinate position, and they are socially, economically, culturally dependent on men. And men with this, you know, supreme power, they think that if they like this, you know, men being a property, so if they like it, they can keep it. If they don't like it, they can destroy it.
Munira says her foundation has raised awareness and brought about institutional change in Bangladesh, including the passage of laws to discourage acid violence attacks.
There was no law on acid violence issues. We have been able to advocate with government, and government has passed two laws to combat acid violence, one for speedy trial of the perpetrators and another for controlling acid availability.
Munira's Trauma Center also helps the victims of acid violence to recover psychologically and economically. And many victims come to view the center as a home away from home.
Another woman said that I gave birth to my daughter, but Acid Survivors Foundation has given her life.
And Munira Rahman and her foundation are giving hope, not only to the victims of violence in Bangladesh, but also to those in other parts of the world. For VOA's Making a Difference, this is Millar Sega for Vidushi Sinha in Washington. Hello.